Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in the valedictory session of the departmental summit of the Ministry of Jal Shakti in New Delhi today. The two-day departmental summit was the first in a series of departmental summits envisioned by the Prime Minister to strengthen the spirit of Team India, deepen cooperative federalism, and foster collective ownership of national priorities through closer collaboration between the centre and the states. The initiative provided a structured platform to jointly deliberate on critical sectoral priorities and accelerate implementation and outcomes. India continues to extend all possible assistance to Nepal in the ongoing rescue and relief efforts. The fifth Indian aircraft carrying relief and rescue assistance has reached Nepal. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said, the aircraft carried 11-member rescue team with specialized equipment along with 5.5 tons of essential medicines. A 19-member Indian forensic team has begun analyzing DNA samples alongside forensic experts to assist in identifying people affected by the recent flash floods in Nepal. Meanwhile, death toll from the devastating flash floods in Nepal has risen to 1,127, with nearly 4,900 still missing as rescuers battled rain and debris. Nepal Prime Minister Balendra Shah told Parliament today that the devastation caused by the flash flood stands as a stark warning of escalating climate risks in the Himalayan region and called on the international community to share responsibility for mitigating its impact. Mr. Shah also noted that Nepal has already received messages of goodwill and material assistance from multiple countries and multilateral partners. In Uttar Pradesh, former commander of Western Air Command, retired Air Marshal Jitendra Mishra, is appointed as the first CEO of Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Kshetra Trust in Ayodhya today. The appointment was announced after the meeting of the trust held at Maniram Das Chhavani in Ayodhya under the chairmanship of Trust President Mahant Nritya Gopal Das. The CEO will be responsible for overseeing the administrative functioning of the trust and handling key operational responsibilities related to the Sri Ram Temple complex. The trust's interim general secretary, Krishna Mohan, informed about the appointment of three new members, which include Madan Mohan Pandey, a senior advocate from Ayodhya, Mahesh Bhakchandka of Delhi, and retired principal Dr. Nirmala Yadav from Shikohabad. The new CEO of the trust, former commander of Western Air Command, has also played a key role in Operation Sindoor. He retired on 30th April 2026. He is also a recipient of Ati Vishisht Seva Medal and Vishisht Seva Medal. The government has announced the Tenzing Norgay National Adventure Awards for the year 2024. The awardees are Baljeet Kaur and Skald Zangrigzin in Land Adventure category, Remo Saha in Water Adventure category, and Shivprasad Chamoli in the Lifetime Achievement category. The selections were made following the recommendations of the National Selection Committee. University Grants Commission, UGC, has notified 33 new and 21 updated allied and healthcare undergraduate and postgraduate degrees under the regulatory purview of the National Commission for Allied and Healthcare Professions, NCAHP. The Health and Family Welfare Ministry is strengthening the education, training and professional standards of allied and healthcare professions to build a skilled, competent and future-ready healthcare workforce for the country. The Supreme Court today said it will take up the reconstitution of the Bar Council of India after the newly elected state bar councils complete the statutory process for constituting the BCI. The apex court was hearing pleas challenging the continued occupation of the BCI chairperson's post by senior advocate Manan Kumar Mishra and the purported extension of his tenure till 2030. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued red colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over East Madhya Pradesh tomorrow. According to IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall will prevail over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Vidarbha and West Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. Several places over Delhi, NCR are also expected to witness heavy rainfall during the next 2 days. In badminton, India's Kidambi Srikanth and Tanvi Sharma advanced to the second round of China Masters Super 750 tournament with straight game victories in respective singles events in Shenzhen, Guangdong province. And that is the end of this news bulletin.